This week, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments on gerrymandering in Wisconsin. Justices will look at whether Republicans went too far in 2011 in creating political maps that favored them. NPR's Elsa Chang was recently in Wisconsin to report on this case, for the outcome could impact redistricting throughout the nation. Chang spoke with WUWM's Annalise Senzel.
So the place we first started was State Senate District 21. That is Racine and Kenosha counties. What happened is after the redrawing of the districts in 2011, the vast rural parts of Racine County and Kenosha County were glommed together into State Senate District 21, where State Senator Van Wongard now serves. And a lot of the Democrats in the more urban pockets of Racine and Kenosha counties were consolidated, were compacted into it looks geographically smaller, but it's more densely populated. They were pushed into State Senate District 22. There is this tiny little nook, though, of State Senate District 21 that juts out into 22, and it is just enough space for the house of Van Wongard. So we thought, let's go there. Let's go to the edge of this district line that looked like it was clearly drawn to include his house so he wouldn't have to move, and just talk to residents right on his block about how they feel about gerrymandering.
So when you spoke to these residents, did they seem to know much about redistricting, and did they seem to be very concerned about this issue?
You know, what struck me most about this trip was, well, a lot of people did not know that the edge of the district line was right there at the end of their block. That surprised me because I thought, geez, you know, these are people who live right across the street or right next door, a few houses down from Wongard, and they had no idea, especially given the intensity with which this issue has been heard and talked about since 2011 in Wisconsin, they did not know that the line was right at the edge of their block, just there to include Wongard's house. But then I thought, well, have I, you know, Elsa, like everywhere I've lived, have I always known the edge of the state Senate district lines? No. So I thought, well, that's understandable that people don't know. But what was also interesting to me was the jadedness and kind of overwhelming resignation people were expressing about it. Yeah, they were angry, but there was this, I would say this was the dominant view I got, this feeling of, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I've heard that politicians draw district lines in their favor. It's happened forever. Both sides are guilty of it. The system has always been rigged. My vote only counts so much, if at all. You're not telling me anything I don't know. I got some outrage from some voters, but I went up and down the block to the next block, both sides of the street, knocking on every single door. And it was interesting that there was most of all just a resignation about it. I don't know. Maybe it kind of made me feel a little sad.
Are you willing to make a prediction as to how the justices might rule?
No.
I had to ask.
And also because the decision that the Supreme Court will render may not be as black and white as, I mean, it won't be. It won't be, is partisan gerrymandering allowed or not? It is allowed. The question is, to what extent is it allowed? How partisan is too partisan? And then the next question is there a test to determine that? And if so, what is the test? So it is going to be a complex, nuanced, very, very difficult case.
That's NPR's Elsa Chang speaking with WUWM's Annalise Henzel. Chang reported on Wisconsin's redistricting case for All Things Considered.